How's everybody doing? Awesome. What do we got? Yeah, I think it was solid. You know, that's the word I would say is solid. I thought both of them showed good returner mechanics. I thought they both caught it well, good decisions. And then I also thought they both showed some juice. So hopefully we can get some more holes for them tonight and a little bit bigger, or Sunday night or Saturday night, whenever it is.
Is the plan to split it with them again for this game?
Yeah, we haven't talked and gotten all our play time all squared away yet, so we'll just have to wait and see what Coach Kubiak wants to do. Same thing they've been shown. Both of them have been very consistent. Both of them have done a good job up to this point, I think. It's been a good competition, just like you said, through the spring. You know, we just want to be consistent going into this game, and we'll see. You know, we'll probably have Riley hold a couple more because he didn't get as many holds as we wanted, so that's a factor also.
How tough is that to learn to get the timing with the kicker on a hold?
I think it's tough. It's different from kicker to kicker. I've had guys that don't really, you know, it's not that big of a deal, and they get it taken care of. I've had guys that it takes them longer with. It's a individual thing, so we just got to keep working on it, and I think we'll be better with both of them towards the end.
The three bits on kickoff coverage. Which guys stood out to you?
Well, you know, you said it. Capri had a nice cover play. You know, and I don't want to single anybody out because there's a lot of guys that had good games. So, you know, we got a good one this week. We had practices against these guys, and they were spirited, and they were hard practices, and you know, it's extra work for those young guys, which was good. So. It's going to be a good game this week, and hopefully we can get some of those young guys some quality reps and see what they can do. Yeah, we'll have Ronnie out there. You know, that's going to be a factor, I'm sure, as far as making the roster. We'll just have to see how that goes, and that's a very competitive position, obviously. So it's going to be a factor.
If teams are kicking in the manageable space.
I love it. With the manageable space, brother. Forget about it. You're listening.
Yeah. Well, I just try to listen.
That's unbelievable.
But if they do that, do some of those up guys have to be able to get the ball from time to time?
I think that's going to be a big factor because you saw, I think last week there was 29% touchbacks, which was way, way down. I think it was like 60% the first preseason game last year. So it's way down, which is what I think is going to happen. So, you know, when you're working other parts of the field, everybody's had that deep returner back. That's not going to be able to cover that. So we're going to have to adjust some alignments, and everybody's going to have to do it, in my opinion. It's going to be a big, big change, in my opinion.
How do you see the backer?
Well, I mean, a lot of it's body type. A lot of it's, you know, what kind of speed he has. What position is he adequate to play? And you know, it's they've worked all throughout OTA, so that everybody's done everything. We don't, you know, everyone says, well, you got a hat on, so you're on a scout team. We don't look at it that way. I mean, those are what I call EBDs, which are evidence-based decisions, okay? So when you're on a scout team, that ain't the scout team for us. We're not doing anybody else's stuff. It's our stuff right now. So they're getting plenty of looks all the way across the board.
Okay.
Thank you.